second. Darryl.
Yes, sir.
I've got your note, and I appreciate it very much. Let me ask you one thing. I don't know whether you have those figures or not.
Yes,
with full tanks now, how many pounds can we carry?
9,300.
Well, I know, but...
you mean useful load?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have those figures right offhand, sir, but I could get them for you.
7 or 8 passengers, I gather.
Well, yes, what you can put all the passengers on, but where you get the problem you get into, of course, is you exchange some range for passengers. In other words, the advantage of the additional 200 or 250 pounds is that you can either put one more person on with luggage, or you could put more fuel on and go further. This is the airplane. You're always in that position, as you know, with any airplane, of trade-offs between fuel and passengers. So it's either one more person, or I think 200 pounds is probably something like an hour's additional flight. And that's an approximate figure. I don't happen to have the exact flight pound. I think it's 60 pounds of fuel by 7 for an airplane. It'd be about extra half-hour flight distance.
We are very interested in it. The pilot is. The manager says he's got a camera and a photo chain he's bought, and he doesn't want to go in any more debt. And the amount, so I've got a little problem there. But there's two things I wonder. In some way, if they decided we could work it out, that you could to shave some of that time off, God, I'd hate to go home and not have it. We'll have to borrow somebody's plane Thanksgiving, maybe, and maybe a little day or so Christmas. But even if we gave you the go-ahead now, under your schedule, you couldn't have it when we were there January 20th.
Well,
now, why can't you go on and order those damn parts? And where do you have to order them from?
Well, it isn't so much ordering them. It's to...
you say a month advance time.
It's to allocate the time and materials and people available to do the job. In other words, it's a pretty major job. However, we can shave that some, and I think we can shave the other some if, you know, we get an understanding that a certain time period is desirable. I think we can probably do some shading, but the problem you have is that other programs are in process, and you can't just drop people.
Yeah, that's right.
You can't tell them, well, your airplane's got to wait 6 weeks for someone else's airplane.
Right.
Even
you rich people are making so damn much money that you got more work you can do. That's the trouble. And
well,
you take us poor peasants that...
I appreciate your compliment, but we could use a lot more work. And as you know, this the British deal has done a terrific blow to us. We figure we've lost about $20 million of foreign sales because of their getting the hallmark of acceptance by our government on their airplane.
Is that going through, you think?
Well, they've had the contract now almost a year, and they were supposed to deliver a certified airplane next month. This was the promise we both made to the government if they accepted our offer. And, of course, they gave them a contract a year ago, and now they're saying that due to the fact that their airplane's heavy and due to the fact that they didn't get engines on time and all this, they're asking for about 6 months' delay on the program. And the program's in trouble, but it's one of those things, once the government gets committed to a program, they more or less have to live with it and make a winner out of it if they can. But they are in serious trouble and are not meeting what they promised they would do a year ago when they received the contract.
Wish you would check this, and I'll get this off down to our manager and see what he can figure out that he can do, and we'll pilot likes it, and he thinks that I'll do it. Now, if you don't mind, give me this nice memorandum. It's one I can understand. Try to get me, though. I don't know if how many pounds of bodies
yes, I will.
A thing we can have with full tanks.
I understand your question, Mr. President. I will.
My guess is, I think, what, you can haul 10 in there now, can't you? 2 pilots and 8 others?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, that is the capability, but
well,
again,
that would be 1,600, and I gathered from him that when you got this with full tanks, you could only carry about 1,400.
He's probably right. I'll have to do a little, I'll get
that's,
the figures for you.
That's what I want to see. I want to see what that is, and I'll get this thing.
He is right that you would be able to carry at least 200 more pounds. Again, though, when you try to discuss this on the basis of what does this do for me with on range or trade-off, I don't have all the trade-off figures, but he's
well,
right.
Well, the main thing is do just fill them up. Just roll them over with all the fuel you got. Then see how many pounds I'm left with what the plane will weigh. It'll weigh 100 pounds more than it does now, I gather, with this stuff on it.
Mm-hmm, right.
And then see what how much I got for baggage and others, and he tells me that runs about 175 pounds.
Yeah, usually they figure 175 for passengers. The one thing that you can be sure of is that this change will automatically give you over 200 more pounds than whatever you have now. In any condition, you're either able to haul one more passenger or go add 200 more pounds of fuel. So it adds quite a bit of versatility to your aircraft. And the reason I recommend it for you is because I know that you're always faced with a heavy load and distance and all this, and so it just gives you versatility.
Take that and get your pencil and talk to Kellum and tell your people, see what they can shave off of it in the way of your hours, your days.
Okay.
And he'll get a hold of you.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
You're fine. Thank you, sir. Bye.